This is the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks for joining us. We're live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. It's Friday. Happy to be here. We got the Napa Tool of the Week coming up right now in the studio. That man is Chick McGee, your sports buddy. Josh Arnold is getting ready to go over to Chick's house when he's not there.
It's Josh Arnold.
God knows what will happen. Jessica Alsman sitting in for Christy Lee. The lovely Jessica Alsman. Thanks for doing this, Jess. You're doing a great job.
Thanks for letting me come in.
We certainly appreciate it. Got a couple requests we're going to get to because we have our own.
You know, Josh and I are kind of handsome, okay? You don't have to keep telling her the whatever you're saying there, bud.
The very handsome Chick McGee.
Thank
across
you.
The way.
Jessica, who would you kiss first in this room?
Oh, yeah. She's got to say Tom.
Ooh.
Hey, Chris.
Chris!
Oh. Christopher's running the board.
Hit it.
Now prove it.
Now, Jessica, do people ever come up to you
Josh
and say,
is a voyeur.
Do people ever come up to you and say, oh, you look just like?
One time, Sarah Palin's daughter.
Huh.
Bristol Palin? I was like, well, that's mean, kind of.
I don't know. I don't know. I actually can't picture it.
And then Kirstie Alley, when I was in high school, I'm like, really?
Ooh, no.
Yeah, you don't anymore.
You don't smell.
Thanks.
Hang on a second.
Thank you.
This is just one of the many little things that irritates me about Tom. For some reason, it's gotten into his head that Kirstie Alley smells bad.
She does.
I don't.
Oh, really? Have you heard this?
Yes, from someone who's been around.
Boy, did I have the hots for her in the Cheers days.
On Star Trek. Remember she's on one of the Star Trek movies?
She apparently doesn't bathe a lot.
Gotcha.
Oh, wow.
I would love to know the truth. And the truth might be that she doesn't bathe a lot and she does have an odor. But
Google it here.
You're absolutely convinced of it.
So see, she smells like her last name suggests.
Mm-hmm. Like an alley.
Let's see, yeah. Kirstie Alley smells. Oh, here we go. Headline, Kirstie Alley stinks. Right there.
That's nice.
Oh, wow.
Now you better check that with Snopes or whoever you check stuff with that you believe.
And then there's, celebrities who look like they smell bad.
Now here's a topic.
Who look like they smell bad?
Yeah. I'm going to say that Booger from Revenge of the Nerds.
No, he does. I've met him.
And you met him?
He's as pleasant a person. Curtis Armstrong.
Yeah. And he's got a book out right now.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yep.
What's it called? I don't stink.
It's called Revenge of the Nerd.
Yeah, well.
Terrific.
Who else do you think stinks?
No, I don't think.
I bet Dan Blocker smelled bad.
Well, now.
I bet Brian Dennehy can smell up a shoe.
Boy, I bet Brian Dennehy can pass gas.
Here's a new feature. What celebrity do you not want to follow into a men's room?
Brian Dennehy has to be number one.
Yeah.
I think John Goodman needs to be on that list somewhere.
Sure, Mr. Goodman is a fine man.
He sure is. He is a fine man.
Is very. You don't look like Kirstie Alley.
Well, thank you.
Who do you now, Josh? You go to every movie out there. Who do you think Jessica looks like?
Say Megan Fox.
This is tough because there is a porn star from the 90s or early 2000s.
Okay, what's the I'm going to look the person up. Go ahead. Give it to me.
I only remember her first name, Christine or Christina.
Christina.
Oh, Christina Budd?
Christina Bush?
No, I'll have to do some research.
You think I got like a 90s face?
No.
What's that mean?
The first time I met you, I was like,
you know, Josh,
something's Christina familiar
Rose?
Here.
Christina Rose?
That's why you said standoffish. Oh.
And then I had you eat that glazed donut, and I went, ah! That's where I've seen you.
It's not Christina Rose? That's the only Christina that comes up.
No, no.
In terms of having game, Josh, and I know you have some.
Don't you the even, worst. You lack game, so you can't even comment on anyone else's
no,
game.
When I want to pour on
you
the
don't
charm.
Say, but you don't say, oh, hey, you remind me of a porn star to a woman. It does two things. It says you watch a lot of porn. And it's making a suggestion that you are and want to have some kind of sexual relationship.
Okay, well, in my defense, Jessica and I are very good friends, and so there's nothing romantic.
No sexual tension.
Though. Right, right. And this was in my, I was 18, 19, so this was when I was really watching
a lot of porn.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Going hard on the porn.
Sure.
Yeah, you can say that slower.
Christina Black. I think it's Christina Black.
Christina Black.
Okay, let's give this a shot. We'll see if you look like Christina Black. Is that with a K? Christina.
I believe so.
Black. Anything, Chick?
I know that Aloe Black misspells it.
Well,
does Black China.
There's a Stanford undergrad.
Oh, dude, here she is. I'll show you, Tom.
Okay, you found her.
Ah!
Just happens to come
sorry.
Up.
There's so many things.
Don't, okay, this is Christina Blanca. God, when you're right, you're right. Go show Chick. The resemblance is unbelievable. Now this time, show me. Now show me her face.
Are any of these?
No, look at this Chick. It's.
Oh yeah.
Wow, it's really close.
Yeah.
It is really close.
Well.
She's very pretty, Jessica. Don't get us wrong. I think that we're.
Thanks, Dean.
Wait a minute. Oh, the HR hotline's ringing. Okay. What have you got over there in the world of news, Jessica?
That looks just like you, Jessica.
It really does look a lot like you. And then she's clothed in that photograph.
Right,
thank,
right.
Thank God.
Well, but only because the photograph's just
it's
her
cropped.
Face.
I know. I'm just assuming she's clothed underneath her heaving.
Well, she's not
cleavage. I'm sorry.
She's not clothed underneath her clothes.
Okay.
Totally naked.
Jessica, on a lighter note, how about anything but this?
Yeah, another person without their clothes on.
Yeah, I don't know how
of.
We started this.
An Illinois man told police he was jumped by a number of men who took his cell phone, money, as well as his pants. Peoria police. I'm all hooked up on the porn star now.
Yeah, I threw you off.
I'm all
apologize.
Rattled. I want a
I'm still looking
too.
At pictures. Have you ever done this?
Why do?
Peoria.
Stop it.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Peoria police responded on Monday afternoon and found the 31-year-old standing in front of a house wearing a white tank top and boxer shorts with blood coming from his mouth.
Oh.
The victim said he was approached by several men and asked if he knew someone that he did not. But when he tried to walk away, one of the perpetrators struck him on the head and knocked him to the ground.
And he stole his pants?
Yeah, during the scuffle, his pants, which contained money and his cell phone, were taken. No arrests were made.
Wow.
Gang of slackers. Nothing from Chick.
No, he's slackers.
He's still looking
I heard
at,
it.
You're playing with your phone.
I heard it all.
Are you still looking at Christina Black photos?
No, I'm actually looking at a photo of Bruno Kirby Jr.
Well, that's relevant to today's discussion.
Subtle transition.
They stole it. So they beat the guy in the head and steal his pants.
Man. Yeah, they're like, you know this
What's
guy?
What's the logic
he said,
of
no.
that?
They just took his pants, assuming everything was in there.
Maybe they were collector's pants.
Hey, are you a 3230? There is something about wearing pre-worn jeans. I know. You know, you get that nice.
Yeah, they're already broken in for you.
Lived-in feel. And he was standing in front of a restaurant with no pants on?
Ah, this poor guy.
Well, the good news is, what is it? No shirt, no shoes, no service. Thing about pants.
That's right.
I want a table, and I want it right now. Or fix the sign.
I don't see you wearing pants, Bob. Anyone else has worn. I think that would wig you out.
Yeah, no, it would. Oh God, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Antique clothing, things
no, no,
like
no,
that.
No, no,
yeah.
No.
Clothing that belonged
no,
to a dead
no.
person, you wouldn't no, wear.
No, don't want
to
do it.
Yeah, my brother just took a ton of my grandpa's suits. He loves them.
He's wearing them?
Yeah, apparently.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah.
Does he find himself seeing ghosts or anything? Does he find himself doing like weird
well,
stuff?
Well, at least
not yet.
Does he walk up to you and go, hey, you look swell?
You have a reasonable fear. Though. Oh, you
start
kids.
Using the parlance of my grandpa.
Ah, hey, cats and kittens. Yeah, would they say that?
So that's kind of a nice tribute, I guess, to occasionally I have a couple of my dad's ties.
Oh, okay.
Wear you those. Wear those?
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's but, I mean, creepy. I think it'd be weird wearing a suit.
Hmm.
I don't know. I mean, but yeah,
so it's
but,
amount of clothing that throws
no, no, yeah, just
the ties, okay.
There's one, yeah, that's kind of a sweet thing.
Kerchief? Did your dad carry a kerchief? A handkerchief?
I've never worn it. I cannot stand people who use handkerchiefs. It's disgusting to blow your nose and cram it back in your pocket.
I've never understood it.
That's the grossest thing. I don't get it. Ugh. And then they take them out and they kind of waft them around. And ugh.
Sometimes,
God.
Sometimes in movies, you'll see a man being a gentleman. He will take his
sure.
handkerchief out.
I'm and, sorry. This one's pre-boogered.
And hand it to a crying woman. You're like, oh, what?
You know, I didn't think about that.
What do you think it's
right?
used for?
Yes.
I do the same thing with toilet paper.
Yeah.
There's someone who.
I have a silk roll in my pocket.
The president of the handkerchief lobby. It's listening to us saying,
"What's one thing?
What
if
did I do?
It's one thing if you're wearing it as a
yeah, a pocket square is fine.
Thing.
Sure.
Yeah. Have you ever heard that? Have you ever heard that whole thing about the so-called television code and wearing ascots on TV in the 70s?
Oh, did that mean you were of a certain God. Persuasion?
It was supposedly a thing that the actors did. That,
so Paul Lynde might be wearing
here
one,
we
or
go.
Check
Charles Nelson
yeah,
Reilly.
Yeah, but I don't buy that. But that's supposed.
No, I mean Mr. Furley wasn't necessarily.
Norman
there
fell,
you go. There
and he got right back.
No,
up.
Don Knotts.
Oh, yeah.
But that's a fine joke.
We're coming right back. I think we're going to have a very special guest, a surprise guest in a matter of seconds.
What?
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks very much for joining us. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts studios. We have the very handsome Chick McGee across the way. He's your sports buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we continue with the handsomeness with that man. He is Josh Arnold.
A lot of people say it's too early for vodka. I say no.
Then it's we've been rejoined by comedian Pat Godwin.
Thank Christ.
For one, handsome and puffy.
One break. Patty G is here. Good to see you, Pat.
Good to see you guys again.
The lovely Jessica Alsman right over there, who we've discovered. I asked Jessica if people always said she looked like somebody, and Josh volunteered that she looks like some, what is it, 90s-era porn star?
Yeah.
And we were all kind of thinking, no way, and we saw pictures of the porn star, and by God, it's your doppelganger.
Well, all right.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have not seen a full body shot of porn star, and we're not going to go down that road.
Now, I know you didn't like the suggestion for Achilles eels for the eel store.
Right.
Now, we'll set this
but
up
But we've
again.
Got another.
Set this up again.
There was a giant truck or something. Truck full of slimy eels.
Hauling eels overturned on the Oregon Highway.
Okay, so.
Big slimy mess.
And Tom was unexpectedly very almost
kind of grossed out.
Yeah, he wanted to move on quick.
But you had a great line for it,
my
Josh.
Attorney,
what did you say? What did you say?
My attorney, Joe, said Achilles eels would have.
I got one.
Sure.
You may have used it. That's Amore.
Yes.
Did you use that?
I did, yeah.
Boy,
Pat proving that it wasn't that smart a joke at all.
I think it's funny.
Joe has another suggestion.
And yet the way he delivered it, it was humor-free. I'll explain how you tell a joke in a second. So you set it up, and then you...
You know,
I got yelled at for no setup on a bit yesterday.
Nothing warms my heart more than him treating his other friends like he does me.
Now, how did you tell the joke, Joshy?
Yeah, go ahead. You died.
Now that we know the punchline is Amore.
Wow. Yeah, I said that when the crew arrived to clean it up, one of the men said, "Is that a snake?"
And
his Italian cohort said, "No, that's Amore.
That's much
more."
See, that's got all the elements.
That's got a nice quick
setup and good.
How about this?
Okay. The
eels on wheels.
Well, see, I like that. I do like eels on wheels.
You redeemed yourself, Joseph. Well
done. That's very good.
Yep.
And by the way, I think I stumbled. I'm sorry. I think I might have stumped you, Jessica, when I said that this porn actress is your doppelganger. Doppelganger means someone who looks just like you. It doesn't because it sounds like some kind of a porn movie with.
That's the move that she'd go to.
Yeah. Doppelganger.
Condescension. That means talk down to.
Yeah. Doppelganger. It sounds like you're having some kind of, illicit. Yes.
Some guy named Doppel. Yeah.
Or two guys that are German. Or
Doppelbanger.
Yes.
Double.
I'm Fritz.
That'd be the.
He's
the Hollywood lookalikes. Okay. Those are my favorite things.
Okay. Now, Pat Godwin brought the band with him. And this will be fun.
He has his guitar. He doesn't have a band.
Oh, yeah. You brought a guitar.
We have a band too.
He brought the recording of the music. If I'm not mistaken, this is the brilliant Steve Ali.
Yeah.
And the Bob and Tom Band and Orchestra that did the music for this.
What's happening?
You're going to sing this live.
And hopefully,
this is,
yeah.
Okay, and you want to get
this is a hologram.
Good luck to you.
Does this need an introduction?
This is a song about was written when I was working down in Florida and doing a lot of the condos down there. I noticed that the older people are active romantically, sexually, and I thought it'd be a good idea.
This is actually an interesting story because the venereal disease among the elderly has become a lot more common.
That's right.
Largely because of, Josh?
Lack of condoms. Oh, Viagra.
Viagra, yeah. Cialis, and Levitra.
Yes.
So the old dudes are getting it up and getting it on.
Mm-hmm. And the ladies are saying, hey, why not?
Well,
I got a new hip. Let's put it to the test.
Well, that's exactly the kind of reference we're looking for. So here we go. This is Pat Godwin singing live. Now, if you're near a computer or you've got your smartphone, and if it's smart as you are, you can tune this in and watch Patty G sing this as it happens, because we're streaming the 6-camera shoot right now live.
What?
You could also have two windows going, one of Jess Alsman and one of Christina Black, and you can go back and forth.
That'd be much better.
That's the old doppelganger. That's the doppelbanger.
She's probably moving more than I am.
Probably.
I hope.
You mean not,
moving?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just hanging out here.
Yeah, you're just sitting. Yeah.
She's going to be.
Oh, I see. But not during her pornographic films. I mean, I'm sure there's probably some movement there, not to.
Right.
I hope so.
I'm getting buried here.
No, yeah. I'm sorry.
No one's helping.
No, I'm not saying no one's suggesting that. Oh. You know, lying there.
He's still doing it. Why does he do that? And you know how this will turn out. Well, then Chick ruined it.
Now, Pat, you're going.
I just sat here.
You're going on TV in about an hour, right?
Yeah, you got to make a comment about my shirt.
I'm going to say I'm going to give you another shirt. You can't wear that on TV.
Why not? Because it's like a test pattern.
It's ugly.
It's not ironed.
It's flesh tone.
You look fine, Pat.
No, I'm a little puffy too.
You look gorgeous.
I gained all this weight for a movie I want to watch.
There you go.
Patty G, here we go. Here comes the music.
Testing.
Girl, the food was great. The company, even better. Why sit her all night long, going on about the weather? I know it's our first date, and good girls gotta wait. But I just turned 83. You said you're 78. The night is young, we're not. Come on.
Yeah.
Hop on the paddy wagon. The moon is full. You know what I'm thinking. Let's make love. We're old and we're shrinking. The hour is late. Let's just do it on our first date. Unhook your girdle and take off that face. Crawl in the bed, cut to the chase. It'll be just great. Let's do it on our first date. I took Viagra an hour ago. Put your teeth in a jar by the bed. A lookie here who's poking out and waking from the dead. I want you right now, so don't give me no lip. It's too late for your hymen, but I might break a hip. The hour is late, let's just do it on our first day. Just the hymen is a membrane in the hoo-ha.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You ever got one?
The hell with arthritis, arterial thrombosis, acute angina, and your halitosis. Well, it'll be great, let's do it on our first date. We're too old to worry about moving so fast. So if you're wearing Depends, I'll just hose off your ass. I may have Alzheimer's and repeat myself. Good girls wait, old broad swing. You can take off your clothes, cause I can't see a thing. The hour is late, let's do it on our first date.
Yeah.
I may have Alzheimer's and repeat myself. I may have Alzheimer's and repeat myself. On our first date.
Yeah.
You guys have been great.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah. There you go. Patty G. Featuring the Bob and Tom Band and Orchestra, a great arrangement by Steve Ali. God, you got to love those horns. Just make sure.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, the sentiment of the song is nice. A couple of the words in there, I don't know who's responsible for.
You're responsible for the best line.
I'm responsible for the words girdle, hymen, and angina. Love the word girdle. God, I was so happy
too.
To get that in that song. Do you even know what a girdle is?
Like a corset, right?
Yeah. Do you ever hear the word girdle in your day-to-day life?
Not really.
It's Spanx now, right?
Like you don't go to the back of the building with the other wonderful ladies that work here and go, I'll tell you what, this girdle is killing me.
My laces are too tight.
You think that happens, don't you? That's amazing.
How often does the word hymen come
up?
Not often.
What do you think? It's wistful conversation? I sure wish I had my hymen still.
Yeah.
But that bike, I hit that speed bump. And
horseback riding.
Yeah, sure.
Usually horseback riding.
Yeah.
You know, you keep telling. Never mind.
Chick is fit to be tied.
Yep.
There you go. Great song, Pat. That's fun.
Thanks. Thanks.
Yeah, excellent.
Dick. Thank you, Josh.
Very
no, seriously.
Too.
When do you have to leave to do TV? How soon?
Well, the TV people will be calling any minute, and
okay.
My limo will be brought around.
Here's your hat. What's your hurry?
No.
That's the what you get when Tom's your friend.
I have a bunch of shirts in my office. You've got to get rid of that.
Okay, I'll take it. I'll take it.
I mean, really.
This is Goodwill 129. That's where I'm at in my life right now.
No, it looks like you were.
Are you going to give him a black shirt? You give him an Untuckit. It looks fine. Give him an Untuckit black shirt. Give him the shirt off your back, Tom. What a great friend.
I have an Untuckit black one sitting in my office.
There you go.
Yeah, you got to wear something other than that. I mean, looks like you're going to a horse track and you've just lost all your money. And
I kind of like it. It's cash.
It is cash. Yeah. Summary.
Didn't Dreyfus wear that in Hot to Trot, I think? Was that?
No, let it ride.
Let it ride.
Yeah, it looks like you need a daily racing form and one of those sort of straw.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You do look like Jack Lemmon and JFK when they're talking to him. Yes!
I did notice in the hotel mirror that the lapels are a little large.
Doesn't the hotel have an iron?
They do, but who uses that? I do the Sinatra method.
It doesn't look
I steam up the bathroom and I stand in there a little bit.
It doesn't look that wrinkly.
Is that what Frank used to do?
That's what Frank used to do in the tuxedo for every show. He would stand in the bathroom, steam it.
I thought he just punched his shirt like he did his
wedding. Great Don Rickles line. Hey,
and make yourself
punch somebody
an old
in
Frank.
The face, Frank.
Punch somebody. Yeah.
Whatever. Are we going to do the Napa Tool of the Week right now?
I thought we were.
Well, good. I've got some suggestions here.
Do we have some nominees?
Now, the way this works is we go through your suggestions for who's the biggest tool out there for the Bob and Tom.
And we all know, yes. He's been awarded the tool many times.
Yeah, most of us are exempt.
And he can't win again.
Now, Jessica, ladies very rarely win the tool of the week, but it occasionally does happen. And it's not because we're discriminating here. It's because...
They tend to be smarter.
The tool of the week...
Better common sense.
The tool of the week is usually an awful human being or just someone who made a terrible judgment call. Tool of the week this week... I hate to nominate the Pope, but... The Pope declared that they can no longer have gluten-free communion wafers. So, I don't know. Come on, really? I mean, admittedly, what is it? What is 3% of the universe has celiac illness? It's kind of a fad for a lot of people. But
yeah.
For those who genuinely have that, I would think that maybe they could make an exception. I don't know. It just seems a little harsh to me. But that's a real thing. No more gluten-free communion wafers.
Right.
So
I'm not comfortable nominating the Pope. We do enough to.
Hey, God loves you. God loves you. Sorry about the seizures and diarrhea. Okay. Last week there was a story that Amelia Earhart was captured by the Japanese. Blah, blah, blah.
Very compelling. Very interesting.
It was a good story.
And they had this one idiot going, I'm a facial recognition expert. Hey,
very smart
when when I'm not eating cheesecake, this is clearly the.
And the one who debunked it was benefiting. It was from it the most.
It was on the History
Channel.
Japanese
country. That's right.
Immediately debunked. Mm. Took a guy 45 minutes to find an archive of the photo taken 3 years before Amelia Earhart disappeared.
We don't know much of this man's history, but
oh God, you guys, you conspiracy theory guys, you want the universe to be all sewn up and make sense. Everything has to have a logical. No, random crap happens. It's
fascinating
tough.
Story that captured the imagination.
I don't know how they could have gotten lost flying over millions of miles of ocean. What could have gone wrong?
You know, maybe you should go look for her.
Okay. I think this week's winner to me is hands down is this next guy.
Okay.
So this is an easy one?
He's the attorney who taken a photographer to court claiming that a monkey owns the pictures that were taken after this photographer was doing a study of these monkeys and handed the animal the camera. And now this guy is suing this photographer saying the monkey owns the pictures.
Yep.
This is actually in a federal district court. I can't believe that somehow our tax dollars are paying for this. I think that the attorney should be strung up on the front steps of the court and dangled there just long enough to have him get a full erection and be humiliated and then dropped to the ground where he breaks his ankles and never is in front of a court again.
I hope that he is he passes away and his body is served to the members of PETA. That's what I hope.
Even better. Conor McGregor has been nominated for wearing the pinstripe suit that the pinstripes say.
F-U.
Okay, all right. The guy who walked into Walmart naked and was he the one guy passing out the candy? What was he doing exactly?
Oh, that sounds awful. He was drunk and he was he had gold makeup on, right?
Oh, that guy. Yeah, he's not a tool. He probably just has either mental health issues or may have taken the wrong set of pills. And too much booze, who knows? Lastly, I think this guy isn't a loser. I think he's a winner. He is an elderly man who was telling fortunes, not by reading tea leaves or tarot cards or looking into a crystal ball. He was putting his hands down the shirts of ladies who were paying him to tell their future by feeling their breasts. This guy, to me, is a go-getter. He's a self-starter.
Yeah.
I want this guy on my sales team.
I
say coffee may be for closers, but this guy is a winner.
Madam, I predict I either have cold hands or you are enjoying this.
Yeah. Madam, I predict you will remain gullible for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Okay, I say the winner has to be this lawyer who's...
By far.
Who says he's representing a monkey. By the way, the monkey is not being brought in to testify, and now there is actually – this is the actual truth. They are actually claiming that it may be the wrong monkey that he's trying to sue for.
This is as dumb a thing – well, there's only one word that describes this. Hey!
That's it.
And it's giving a lot of headline writers the opportunity to put something about a monkey's uncle or monkey business in the headline.
Sure.
That's our tool of the week. Now, we have more coming up here from the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Are you going to be able to stick around for one more break?
It's up to the people that are handling me.
Okay. I thought it had been a while since you'd been handled.
2 years. I'm in a drought.
Not after this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I'm being optimistic. Why not?
That's the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to be on television
here
in a bit.
Oh, my puffiness. My
ladies
puffy
are going to see you.
And that lovely shirt.
No, I'm going to give you a shirt before you leave, seriously. In fact, we'll go get one right now.
Let's do it.
And we'll be right back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We're live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios.
Just looking for a reason to walk out, you know.
Well, let's see.
Get up and go.
You gotta get. I know you've got to get on your plane. Do you have your ticket?
I've got to get on my plane. See how he makes things sound more important than they are? Yeah, well, you're going to be on your plane, of course. Have you interviewed your pilot?
Do you have your ticket? Because it's 1983, and if you don't have the hard copy of your ticket.
That's right. What are you going to do?
You should have seen the look I just got. And you can, if you're watching on the VIP
yes, you can.
Cameras.
No, I don't have my ticket. I have my app. I don't have my ticket.
Oh, you have your app. Mm-hmm. Oh, Mr. 21st Century app. We have apps in the news in just a second. I think you'll like that. Now, we are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. We just chose our Napa Tool of the Week, and our Bob and Tom Tool of the Week is the lawyer who's going to court for a monkey who he says owns the pictures he took with his, unbelievable.
Monkey.
Let's crowd up our courts.
Is that your mink?
Sure, there are people out there who need justice, but we're worried about a monkey.
Yeah, terrible.
Got our priorities right in line.
How have we gone this long without hearing from Inspector?
Well, I heard that the Russians have been training these monkeys to take pictures, and they're affecting the election, because I know when I voted, my ballot was in Russian. Now, we have let's see, what do we
got
over
there? So your rules apply to everyone but you, right?
Of course.
Okay.
So you got everything for your trip?
Yes.
Can we go over a checklist?
Nope.
Sunglasses?
Nope.
Then you're going to need them. You're going to Texas.
No, I'm wearing a visor.
Like an old CPA?
That's right. Like an old CPA. Like Steve Spurrier, coach of the Gators. I'm wearing a...
I got to get one, actually.
What do you do on a plane, Chick?
What do I do on a plane? I'll listen to a podcast today, probably.
Oh, okay.
Wireless?
Well, yeah, sure.
So what are those things called?
AirPods.
Your
for
AirPods.
The 12th time.
Are they charged?
Yes, they're all ready to go.
Do you have them in your pocket?
Nope.
Where are they?
Out in the car.
Now, what are you going to wear on the plane?
As little as possible. That's the way I like to roll.
You take your shoes off on a plane?
Shoes and shirt. Go in the bathroom. Shoes and shirt off.
Is that how you're dressed for the plane?
The way I'm dressed now? In the T-shirt? Yeah, that's it.
T-shirt? Does it have a pocket?
Mm-mm.
Where do you put your stuff?
I have a bag I carry.
Okay.
Just one bag, or are you checking a bag?
I'm going to try to get on the plane with two, but we'll see.
Will you have a drink on the plane?
As many as they can get to me, because I've worked with, I'm not going to say specifically who, but I've worked with one particular person for 3 decades now.
And drives you to the bottom.
I didn't used to drink like I do, but boy, I do now.
Mission accomplished.
Well done.
Got a phone charger?
You must be very proud.
Do you have a phone charger?
Yes.
Do you have two?
I don't have two, no.
So, well, how are you going to charge your earphones when you've got your... get up in the middle of the night and swap them?
I'll figure it out. Yeah, I'll set an alarm. Figure it out.
Now, if people see you at the airport,
Yep.
Will you stop and take selfies with them and be polite about it?
For a charge of $14? I absolutely will.
Now, you're wearing those loose baggy shorts, so if you do a selfie with someone, will you, at the last minute, hike them up, give them a show?
No, but it's interesting you came at me with that scenario.
If you do happen to see Chick on the plane, he does love it if you were to sit next to him and talk about your job.
No, I've learned how to...
you learned this from me.
I either act like I'm on the phone or have my headphones in and plugged into nothing. Flight attendant, they let you wear your headphones now, so they don't really tell you to take your headphones out, sir.
We're going to have a nice, pleasant flight, and I'm sure that the flight will be manned by professionals, great pilots, and great people helping you out in spite of your grumpy nature.
And just remember that 90% of all flights go down. So,
you know, that seems high.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
You're talking about the apps over there. We do have an app.
Apps.
We have an app in the news.
Dirty
today.
Progress apps.
Well, I of course love many apps. It's just that there seems to now someone's trying to do an app for everything.
Oh yeah.
And there are certain things that don't need an app.
Well, maybe this one could be helpful.
I think this is a scam. Go ahead.
Japanese tech company Konica Minolta has begun selling a device that tells users when they have unpleasant body odor. The pocket-sized Bluetooth-enabled detector called the Kunkun.
The what?
Kunkun? Spell it, please.
K-U-N-K-U-N?
All right, let's go with, Kunkun? I don't want to go with the other one either.
Yeah.
Kunkun.
Yeah, you think?
Kunkun Fun Fun? Uh-huh. Oh, it's called the Kunkun Body. Connects to a smartphone.
Even worse.
Connects to a smartphone and discreetly alerts the user if their body odor is pungent enough to fall into one of the app's three smell categories. Sweat, belly.
Wait a minute.
Ew. Okay, sweat, belly roll odor, and old age smell.
Huh. Belly roll odor.
Belly roll.
That's your belly smelly.
Is that
a
thing?
I guess.
Belly roll odor? belly cheese or something?
Ew.
Belly roll could get worse.
How does it work?
It can be used to test for smells in four locations, near the head, behind the ear, under the armpit, and around the feet.
There must be some kind of apparatus you put into the phone so it can smell.
It must be some kind of device that Bluetooths into your phone, then.
Early adopters are offered discounts on the recommended retail price of $265, with the devices set to be delivered later this year.
$265,
someone can tell you if it smells.
So it must be, I'll have to look, maybe there's a picture of this thing, I'll look it up. And it's the Kunkun, K-U-N-K-U-N?
Yeah, Kunkun. Wow. Kunkun Body.
Okay, well here's
a
picture.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it
is. Okay, here it is. Yeah, here's a picture of it. It's a, it looks like a second cell phone. It's about 4/5 the size of a cell phone. See the picture here? It's flat, and it has some kind of sensory device on the top of it. And then it goes, the app shows the human body, a little picture of the human body, a silhouette, and then it shows you where you stink based on these drawings. Here's an armpit, head, foot, and I don't know what that is. I can't see from here, but that's it.
The three smell categories, is that like best to worst? Like, you just smell like sweat?
And here's a guy holding it behind his ear, and it's showing the output of the smell, so it tells him how he smells.
I mean, who's smelling behind your ear?
Yeah, no kidding. Maybe that's a Japanese thing. This is a Japanese product, and this is a Japanese guy.
Kunkun Body.
Okay, there you go. I don't know. I'd love to have a machine, though, that somehow quantified stench.
Like he, man.
Wouldn't that be great?
This guy that I was
like, sometimes you're driving and there'll be a thing that it posts your speed.
Yeah.
It'll say, you're currently going 47, and it kind of flashes.
Right.
Wouldn't that be great if they had one of those? You'd be standing outside the men's room in this building, and all of a sudden you look at it, 47. Uh-oh. Mondor was in there. Don't go in there. We got DEFCON 5. I don't want to say who, but someone in this building ate a tire yesterday. it was an issue.
Oh, and you know who it was.
I see.
I have to get going.
you come out. You run out of the room. Look, it's a 48. That's interesting. I bet there is a device that can quantify smell.
Well, Oh, yeah, on some, a scale.
Sure, yeah.
Some, there must be some military thing that can pick up the organ.
Wasn't that a...
maybe there's some military thing that could pick up, like, gases. Or
sure, there's a pain scale, there's a spiciness scale.
Wasn't there, a weapon? There was a smell weapon, remember? That was debilitating? The odor was debilitating?
That's right, it would drop them to their knees, yeah. Wouldn't it? They...
Remember that?
Well, just remember we had the thing last week.
But it was
too
lethal or something?
There is actually... Remember the thing? There's something called liquid ass?
Yeah.
And remember this? And these, it was made, it's a novelty prank fluid, but the Defense Department was buying it by the case so they could, for training purposes.
Right.
They could get the men and women to fight no matter how bad it smelled.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't show you that in the recruiting films.
No. No, you're usually
before you're even awake. We've done more. We're coming right back. This is the Bob and Tom Show.